This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
UL Daily. And you don't forget, you can watch the show as well on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, or on YouTube, search Odyssey Sports. Reed Wallach coming up about 38 minutes from now to get back into the NBA. A post-draft pre-schedule release look at the AFC North coming up at 11 a.m. Eastern. MLB Survivor plays. It's a double pick week in Joe's MLB Survivor contest at the top of the hour. And some of us dummies have two strikes now and are on the verge of being out because we took two strikes in each of the last 2 weeks. There we go. Good job. Maybe a look at today's MLB slate, any plays we like there an hour from now, or the lone NHL playoff game tonight as well. There was a roast last night, Joe. I did not watch the whole thing. It was 3 hours long. 3 hours. Now, look, I love a good roast, but 3 hours long on Netflix, the roast of Tom Brady last night. And there were some excellent jokes, some of which Kenny, who's on the board today, did a fantastic job of editing and bleeping because there is a healthy dose of bleeping necessary, including Julian Edelman absolutely crushing Bill Belichick.
You remember when you used to yell at us? Look, the fucking kids down at Foxborough High can make that play.
I've been waiting for this for so long.
Look, Foxborough High is the only job offer you had. Do your job. More like need a job, coach.
Julian Edelman killing Bill Belichick. And credit to Belichick. He took it all well in stride, sat there and laughed and smiled the whole time. Tom Brady taking it from Drew Bledsoe as well, who was a champ last night. Drew Bledsoe.
Buddy, you know, you have more rings than I do, but I've experienced a couple things that you will never experience. You know, the feeling of being the number one overall draft pick in the NFL. And a 28th wedding anniversary. It was yesterday.
Oh. there was a healthy dose of Giselle jokes, Joe, which
oh,
you could tell at the very beginning had Brady a little uncomfortable. But Kevin Hart went absolutely in on Brady over the Giselle thing and the jujitsu coach or karate coach or whoever that she's dating now. And there was one in particular, though. Like, and again, I love roasts because I'm not easily offended. Jeff Ross, the Roastmaster General, they call him. He's made a career out of doing these roasts.
People rip on Jeff Ross. I love it.
Yes, so good. Yes. So he's up there and he's telling jokes and he tells one about Robert Kraft, about how, you know, Tom Brady walked into his office right after he was drafted and said, this, you will never regret this. This will be the one. And then he said, do you need a massage, sir? To which everybody laughed. Ah, ha, ha, massage joke at Robert Kraft's expense. It's a roast. Everybody catches strays, right? That's what it's about. Well, after the crowd kind of quiets down a second and Tom Brady's shifting uncomfortably in his seat, he pops up, he walks over to Jeff Ross, who's still at the dais at the podium, and says, hey, and he cups his mouth as if he's trying to whisper, but it's loud enough you can hear it on the mic. Hey, don't ever say that again. And Jeff Ross says, okay, okay. And then he compliments Robert Kraft a couple times. But it's a roast. This is my one beef about roasts is, and Brady loosened up throughout the night and I think started to relax. Maybe it was the booze. I don't know. Started to take things in stride a little bit more. But early on, between the Giselle jokes and the Bob Kraft joke, like, relax, dude. It's a roast. Everyone's going to get made fun of, especially you, because you're the guest of honor. I hate when people do that.
Okay, so I was so mad that I missed this. Like, I missed all of this. It was a Sunday night. I wasn't thinking about it. And sure. And then I saw some of the reaction online. So I'm going to make sure that I watch it today because I also love a good roast. I'd sit there and watch old clips from like back in the day, like this,
oh, yeah,
from the 60s, the classic roast, and, you know, bring Rickles out. Like, it just everybody, if you're up there, you're done. You are done.
Yeah.
And a lot of jokes don't fly anymore. So that's part of the issue.
Sure.
But we have seen some good ones over the years. So I can't wait to watch this. I'm mad at myself that I completely missed it. I can't believe it was 3 hours, though. Like, man, that is a long
tighten
time.
Tighten it up just a little bit. Like, Peyton Manning, so the parts I saw, I had forgotten it was happening last night, too, to be honest, until I started to see the social media reaction. And, you know, my wife and I are laying there in bed. She's reading, I don't know, becoming more intelligent. And I'm sitting there watching a roast on Netflix on my phone. So I saw Peyton Manning's set, I guess we could call it, his bit, which was good. And then I saw Brady kind of wrap everything up. And then I was like, well, I want to see the beginning. So I rewound to the beginning and watched the opening from Kevin Hart and Jeff Ross, which was really good, too. Like, they just pulled no punches. I heard the Nikki Glaser set was amazing. There was another guy who I hadn't heard of before last night, and I can't remember his name now, who did a great job also. Everybody had some great Gronk jokes because he's a big dummy. It was good. It was a roast. Everybody took it well, it seemed like. Randy Moss had a couple great one-liners about why didn't we cheat when I was there. Take the time and go back and watch it because all the clips I think that I saw very much made it seem worthwhile. Just don't be babies at a roast. Take it. That's the whole point of it is everybody takes shots.
It's what you signed up for. Norm MacDonald was still with us because he probably would have been a part of that and would have been phenomenal. I was actually – Mario in the chat just answered my question, and you just said it too. Nikki Glaser, because I haven't heard anybody mention her name as part of this. She is kind of like – over the past few years, I don't want to say master, but she's right up there. As good as anybody.
Yeah.
Like some of her solo stuff, some of it, I'm like, it's the same thing again and again. Okay, I get it. The shtick that she does, but like, she's really good at these with her delivery, and we know they all have writers and all that, but
sure.
She's become excellent at this, and that's kind of how she got her name over the last few years. If you don't know her, it's hilarious. I guess way back in the day, it was kind of like how Sarah Silverman got really popular, Lisa Lampanelli at the time, you know, like she's taken over that. And I think she's touring the country now. But
another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was good stuff. And again, towards the end, Brady took it a little bit better and a little bit more in stride. Again, that was probably the booze. Like Belichick and Brady and Kraft at one point are up there doing shots together. That kind of that water seems to be under the bridge now a little bit. The Belichick Brady deal. There were plenty of jokes made at the expense of both guys about the, I don't know, how, what do we want to call it? Breakup between Belichick and Brady and the Patriots. And Kraft even comes over at one point and says, you know, I love both of these guys. They're the greatest of all time at what they did. My luckiest blessing was working with both of them, all this kind of stuff. Everybody took it in stride about 99.9% of the time. It was just Brady sort of trying to defend Kraft's honor.
So you think that was real?
Stop it.
Like, when you relayed that part of it, I didn't watch it, but when you're at a roast, open mics everywhere, hand up like you're whispering, but it's heard clearly into the microphone. My thought was like that was a bit. He was being fake mad. But I didn't see it.
I mean,
you did.
Credit to Brady if that was an acting job. But it looked to me like he was at that point he was genuinely ticked off.
Okay.
If he wasn't, then okay, I'll take back everything I said about him being too sensitive. But it's part of the deal. You know it's going to happen. So be prepared for it, right?
Nobody would ever care about this, but if you were in that position as one of these celebrities, and every time I watch them, and a lot of times I know it's to raise money for a charity. That's why they end up doing it. But I love them too, but I would never sign up for it. Would you? If you're one of them, like, what is the upside? Relevancy? I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't mind being made fun of. Like, I don't know.
But it's going to cut deep. It's going to cut deep, man.
But if you can make it through that, right, then
you
can, like, Brady can, he can at the very least say, hey, I sat down and I made it through the roast and I got absolutely crushed and I survived. And I'm really not any the worse for wear. It was all the stuff that people have said about me to begin with. Anyway, I did think it was one actual really notable takeaway, I thought, was when Brady's doing his bit to wrap up the show, he mentions something about Deflategate and how they fined him $100,000 or $200,000, whatever it was that they fined him. I can't remember the amount for Deflategate. And he says, listen, you guys could have just given me the money and I would have told you we cheated. And it was like, I know it's a joke, but at the same time, it's like, I know you know that we know that you were doing it all along.
Yes.
Still gets me.
Do you have a favorite roast? Like, the Justin Bieber clips were good from that one, believe it or not. I don't know why. Yeah. Like, having Martha Stewart up there always works.
Yeah, it does. Because she takes the jokes well, too. I'd have to go back. I need to go back and go through, like, the Comedy Central app or something and look at some of the greatest ones of all time.
It makes me want to watch some of those.
It does. It does. Yeah. Absolutely. MLB Survivor. Some of us have two strikes. We're on the verge of being knocked out. What do we do this week? Some red hot teams in a double pick week that may be attractive. We got to look at their opponents this week, though. And Reed Wallach, 25 minutes away to get back into the NBA playoffs right here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.